Anna, I am 15 years old, and today is December 10th, and I'm speaking with Alexander Leo, who is my father, and we are recording this in San Jose, California. So the first question I want to ask is, tell me a little bit about your childhood. Like, what were you like as a child?
As a child, I was born with a twin brother, and was raised, my mom was 18 years old, so she was a young mother. And we were born and raised in San Jose at Alexian Brothers Hospital. And it was great having a twin brother. It was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. You're never alone. And your twin is your best friend. So it was great. It was great growing up. We had a lot of friends. Went to Cherrywood, went to Piedmont. Went to a private school for middle school, but almost exactly like Sienna is doing now. So it's kind of cool to see her doing the same thing we did.
So do you have any, like, cool memories, like, as, like, in friend groups or whatnot, like at Piedmont and, like, maybe CRMA or whatever? I know you mentioned a few.
Yeah, I mean, we had all the dances were very memorable, great times, great friends. I still talk to a lot of the people I went to school with back then on Facebook, and we stay connected, and, you know, we run into each other every now and then. Those would probably be some of the most memorable. Some of the field trips we took, junior trip, sophomore trip we had, and then, those are the things that always, that seem to pop out the most.
Okay, so what advice would you want to give to your teenage self if you had that chance to?
Oh, gosh. What advice? Don't get caught up in phase one of your life. Don't let anything from phase one affect your phase two. This is just the beginning for a lot of you, a lot of us. And it's not the end. Make it your beginning. Make it your launching point for the rest of your life. Because you have so much ahead of you, and just don't let anything catch you up here. High school is just the first part of it, not the last. Just make the most of it. Have fun.
So can you tell me one of your happiest memories throughout life in general? Throughout your life, yeah.
Happiest memories, wow. Probably taking you kids to Disneyland. You know, because I used to love Disneyland a lot, and we used to go as a family, so being able to take my kids now and having a great time and spending it as a family, those are some great times. So I would probably have to say those were probably my happiest memories.
Remember, like, we would always, like, go on the Splash Mountain, like, yeah. Well, maybe not the Pirates ride, but, like...
always Pirates for the most part, unless it was closed.
It was, like, the whole family, though. Like, I remember just us two.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
California Adventures. Yeah. Oh, my God, that was so fun.
The screaming, right? Me and you would get on it. That was great.
Okay. So, what are you most grateful for?
My family. I have a great family that supports me and that's is there for me. And that's a lot more than some people can say, and I'm very grateful for that. And that's my immediate family, like my kids, and the dogs, and then also my parents and my brothers and sisters and my nephews and nieces and my grandparents, who are thankfully still with us.
So how would you like to be remembered in this family? Like, how would you want Alexander and I to remember you as? How would you want people to remember you?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, I wasn't always perfect, but I tried. And I always did my best and always worked hard. And he had a good heart.
That's it.
So, would you like to share with me the story about how you and Mom met? Or would you want to skip that part?
We met in high school.
We both went to Silver Creek.
She was a junior and I was a senior. And we met in English class. And, we were just friends at first. And then we kind of started going out. And we've been together ever since. 16, going on 17 years now since I was a senior in high school and she was a junior. And we had two beautiful kids. And that's our story.
So this is kind of like a little random question, but do you remember because I remember you would tell me, like, stories about how you would go to, like, maybe Disneyland or, like, camping with Grandma and Grandpa or something like that. So, if you want to, like, what did you do during summer when you were, like, you know, off of school and whatnot?
Oh, we used to go to a lot of places. We used to, a family friend used to take me and Anthony and a couple other kids, family, to, we traveled around and we would go to different theme parks around the country. We went down to Six Flags in L.A. We went to King's Dominion and Cedar Point in Ohio. We went to somewhere in Las Vegas. I can't remember exactly what the name of the theme park was. It's right outside of Las Vegas. We went there. So that was kind of our thing. And then me and your brother, your uncle, used to do a lot of traveling. We used to go see my friend Sean. He was one of my best friends in 7th and 8th grade. He moved, and then we would go and see him pretty much every year, wherever he lived. I think one year he lived in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and one year he lived in Las Vegas, one year he lived in Thousand Oaks, and each year we would go and visit and spend about a week there with him, and those were great times. His family was great, and they took good care of me and Anthony. One year I did baseball camp in high school, and that was great. And then sometimes I think my junior or senior year, maybe I think I might have worked during the summer, either at Kentucky Fried Chicken or Red Robin. One of those places was where I was working at that time. So, yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was either you or Uncle Anthony. But I remember when I was younger, maybe like when I was like probably 4 or 5, like someone, I think one of you two would always bring me back French fries. Because I used to be a really big fan of those.
Yeah, Uncle Anthony used to work when we moved to Pleasanton. When we were 18, we moved out and four of us moved in together to a duplex in Pleasanton. And your uncle used to work at Red Robin. He worked at Red Robin in Eastridge. That's where we worked when we were in high school as well. And then later in life, he was a server there as well. And he moved to the one in Dublin. But every night he used to come home, and if he didn't have a box of French fries in his hands when he walked in, Sienna would give him the saddest look, puppy dog eyes look, that you could imagine. It got to the point where she knew he was coming home, and for the most part, he would always have them because he would bring home a carton of French fries with his meal, and on the off chance that he ate them early or he had dinner early or he ate them before he came home, Sienna would make him feel so bad. But at the same time, when he had them, Anthony says that he will never forget the smile that Sienna used to give him when he would walk in. And he said it would make his day all better once he got off work. So that is a great memory, Sienna. That's a great memory.
Yeah. I'm a huge potato lover. Yeah, let's be honest. Yes, you are.
To this day.
So is there any like life advice you would want to give me as an adult.
Your work life has taught you.
Or maybe not even work life, but just like, you know, life in general.
You know, gosh, you know, it's, that's, again, that's kind of tough. There's so many that, you know, so what would be the, you know, the one to, I guess, don't burn bridges. You never know who you're going to be working for or hiring next. You never know what could happen. Always do your best. Always perform 100%. If you're going to take on a job and a task, make sure you see it through, because you don't know who's watching. You don't know who can be watching you for when they need someone. So you don't want to do a half-assed job early, because people will remember that down the road. And, you know, and, yeah.
What happened? So it stopped?
Yeah.
But I pretty much said it. Was there another question or was that it?
Oh, no, that was it.